안녕하십니까? 2018년 8월 고등학교 1학년 비상모의대학 수학능력시험 영어영역 듣기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 2018년 8월 고등학교 1학년 비상모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타종 없이 시작됩니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, it seems you don't shop at Frederick's store nowadays.
No, I don't. I've found almost all of the items there are more expensive than other stores.
Really? Then where do you shop?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, I'm wondering if I could exchange my window seat with your aisle seat.
Is there a special reason?
I'm with a 6-month-old baby, and I need to go to the restroom often to change her diaper.
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer Johnson, principal of Pine Hill High School. As you know, we had a very big rainstorm last week. I hope every one of you is all right. During the weekend, I ordered an emergency inspection of all the facilities in the school. It turned out that almost all the school facilities were okay, but a problem was detected in the school auditorium. So, I tell you that you cannot use the auditorium from this time on until a further announcement. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but please understand, this is for your safety. The school will do its best to solve the problem without delay. Thank you for your cooperation.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Kathy, you look pretty nervous.
Yeah, in fact, I have to make a presentation in science class this afternoon.
You don't seem to be well prepared.
Actually, I've done a lot of practice for a week, but I still feel a bit nervous.
I see. You know what? A little anxiety can be helpful, especially if you're under pressure.
What do you mean? Tell me more specifically.
According to some research, anxiety can help you stay alert under pressure and do your best.
Really? Well, I do not have to worry too much about my anxiety.
Right. Rather, you can accept it as a sign that you can make a good presentation.
(5번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
You made a nice catch, and it ended the game.
Thank you. That's why I like this sport.
Tell me more about the play. Did you expect the ball to fly towards you?
No. Actually, I just prayed that the ball would fly somewhere else, or the pitcher would strike him out.
Did you hear the fans chanting your name?
Yeah, that made me feel so good. I felt the same when exchanging high fives with my teammates.
You will be qualified as a free agent after this season. Do you have any team in mind?
I'd rather not comment on that question. That's what my agent will do. I'll just focus on winning more games.
Okay. Any words for the viewers watching this program?
Thank you for supporting me all the time. I really appreciate that, and I love you.
Thank you for taking time for me.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Amy, how is our concert poster going?
I've just completed a draft. Can you have a look at it?
Sure.
First, I put the name of the concert at the top.
Well, I like the name. The Six Cellophonia Concert.
Thanks. And I drew an upper part of a cello on the left part of the poster.
Good idea. Actually, that's what I was thinking too.
I drew 5 lines with some musical notes on them in the center of the poster. What do you think?
Great. And you put a photo of the cello player under the 5 lines.
Yeah. Lastly, I wrote the date, time, and place on the bottom center of the poster.
Good. Overall, I think the poster is pretty impressive. You're doing a really good job.
Thank you for saying that.
7번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, honey.
Hello, where are you?
I'm working on paperwork in my office.
When are you heading home?
I'm going to leave as soon as possible. I'm almost done.
It's raining outside, and it doesn't look like the rain will stop. You didn't take an umbrella with you, did you?
No, I didn't, but I have an extra umbrella here.
Then you don't need me to pick you up, right?
Right, but I'd like to take a hot bath right after I get home. Can you fill up the bathtub for me?
Of course I can. Just call me about 10 minutes before you get home.
8번 대화를 듣고 여자가 어젯밤에 남자의 전화를 받지 못한 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Bill. You made me a lot of phone calls last night. What's up?
My laptop suddenly stopped working, so I wanted to know what the problem was.
That's too bad. Do you still need my help with the repair?
Not now. I asked Jack for help, and he helped me fix it.
Good for you.
Thanks. By the way, what were you doing when I called you? Playing computer games, maybe?
No. Actually, I was walking my puppy, Sammy, outside, with my cell phone left at home.
Sammy? I saw him when he was just 2 months old. How old is he now?
He's 3 years old, but he's still a little baby to me.
I know how you feel. I hope to see him soon.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, how may I help you?
I would like to purchase an external hard drive for my computer.
Okay, we have this model for $90.
That looks like a good deal. Can I use this 10% discount coupon?
Yes, but you can use it only for the external hard drive.
I see. I'll take the hard drive.
Okay. And this week, there's a special deal on this wireless mouse.
That's from the same company, right? How much is it?
If you purchase the hard drive, it's only $5.
Great. I'll take this one, too.
Thank you. You won't regret it.
10번. 대화를 듣고 하이킹을 할 때 가져와야 할 것으로 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Thank you for inviting me to go hiking.
It's my pleasure.
This will be my first time hiking up a mountain. What should I bring?
Well, a few things. You need a hat to protect yourself from the strong sunlight.
Okay. What else?
You need to bring some cucumbers and chocolate bars to ease your thirst and hunger.
All right, that'll be no problem.
Some extra clothes and towels will also be helpful.
I am sure they will. Actually, I tend to sweat a lot.
A climbing stick will be of great use for going up and down the mountain.
Okay, I'll buy one.
That's all I can come up with for now.
11번. 마운트 베이커 스노컬미 내셔널 포레스트에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
If you visit the North Cascades in Washington State, I'd like to recommend that you make a trip to Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest. It is the Cascades' evergreen-covered western slopes which have volcanoes, lakes, and waterfalls. Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest has an area of over 1.7 million acres and contains 8 wilderness areas. You can enjoy hiking, boating, swimming, climbing, fishing, horseback riding, and so on there. Mount Baker Snoqualmie National Forest is open all year round and has more than 700 campsites and picnic areas. But you need to know that in this place, roads are often blocked in winter. For more information, call 425-775-9702.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 휴대전화 케이스를 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a case for my smartphone.
Let me see your phone, please. Okay, we have five models for your phone.
Could you tell me which one is more durable, plastic or leather?
Plastic is more durable because leather tends to be scratched easily.
Then I'll take a plastic one. I guess I have to choose the image I want next.
Yes, we have two types of images. Which one would you like?
I'm not really into animals. I will take one with an image of space.
Well, we have two models left. Personally, I would recommend the cheaper one.
Thanks. I will take that one then.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello there.
Hello, I'm Marcus Brown. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. I'm Kelly Anderson. It's such a busy morning, isn't it?
It sure is. Students here are very nice and kind.
Yes, they are. You must be one of the new teachers.
Well, I'm going to teach here for 6 months until Sarah Johns comes back.
Oh, I see. So you're teaching American literature. Students like that subject, don't they?
I hope so. What subject do you teach?
Physics. It's full of interesting facts, but not to my students. Did you like it during your school days?
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Next, please.
Hi, I'd like to return these books.
Okay. Two of them are already 15 days overdue.
Yes, I forgot the due date was August 3rd.
I see. It sometimes happens.
How much is the late fee?
Originally, it's 20 cents per day per book, but this time it's free. Look at the bulletin board over there.
Fine free week. What does that mean?
It means you can return your overdue books with no late fee this week, and today is the last day.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm so lucky.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마이클이 점원에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Michael is supposed to have a job interview this Tuesday. He thinks he'd better go there in a suit, but he doesn't have one. He goes out to shop in the department store nearby. When he enters the men's clothing section, he finds there are lots of suits on sale. The sales clerk helps him find the right size. Michael tries on several suits, but he can't make up his mind about which one to buy. Now, he decides to ask the clerk to select the suit that looks the best on him. In this situation, what would Michael most likely say to the sales clerk?
16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, let me talk to you about the language we're speaking now, English. A lot of people say, Wow, English has so many words. That may be true, but many English words actually came from other languages. For example, where did words like waltz, kindergarten, and pretzel come from? They came from German. Also, you like tofu and tea, don't you? You may think they are English words, but they came from Chinese. How about words such as ballet, cafe, and jelly? You're right. They came from French. Look at the words on the screen. Alligator and siesta. Can you guess where they came from? It's a bit of a tough question, but some of you may already know the answer. That's right. The words came from Spanish. Now, let me show you the words on the screen again we've seen so far.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, let me talk to you about the language we're speaking now, English. A lot of people say, wow, English has so many words. That may be true, but many English words actually came from other languages. For example, where did words like waltz, kindergarten, and pretzel come from? They came from German. Also, you like tofu and tea, don't you? You may think they are English words, but they came from Chinese. How about words such as ballet, cafe, and jelly? You're right. They came from French. Look at the words on the screen. Alligator and siesta. Can you guess where they came from? It's a bit of a tough question, but some of you may already know the answer. That's right. The words came from Spanish. Now, let me show you the words on the screen again we've seen so far.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 언어가 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.